How much will it melt and how fast? Those are the big questions behind a new research initiative focused on a key part of Antarctica. The effort announced today will play out over 5 years and will send roughly 100 scientists to an especially remote part of Antarctica called the Thwaites Glacier. Now, this huge glacier is already melting and contributing to sea level rise, but U.S. and British scientific agencies hope to get a clearer fix on its future so we can all get a clearer fix on our future. Here's the world's Livable Planet reporter, Carolyn Beeler.
Thwaites Glacier in West Antarctica is massive, about the size of Florida. The first scientist set foot on it back in the 1950s, but only a couple dozen have been back since, partly because it's roughly 1,000 miles from the closest permanent research camps.
Thwaites is halfway located between the British and the U.S. main stations.
This is David Holland from New York University, who's leading one of the 8 research projects starting this winter, or the Antarctic summer.
The window of opportunity to do research is small, basically December to January. Before that, it's too cold. After that, it's too cold. So I think that logistics make this science extremely difficult.
But it's also very important. Scientists project climate change will push up global sea levels anywhere from about 1 to 6 feet by the end of the century. That's a lot of uncertainty. And a lot of it comes from questions about how much and how fast global warming will impact Antarctica, especially the part where Thwaites is located. Satellite data shows the glacier's melt rate has doubled since the 1990s. Computer models suggest it might collapse entirely, maybe within decades. Keith Nichols is with the British Antarctic Survey.
Some versions of that model give us very little change in the glacier. And other versions, other runs of that model, equally reasonable sounding versions of that model, will give us almost complete collapse of the glacier, which would lead to 0.8 meters, 1 meter of sea level rise. What we're trying to do is to work out which of those equally plausible versions of the model is correct.
The big goal of the research push is to reduce the uncertainty about sea level rise and give coastal communities time to plan.
One thing we're not going to do is change whether the sea level is going to rise. All we can do is give warning to the relevant authorities that this is going to happen or not, depending on the outcome of the research.
Glaciers can destabilize when meltwater on their surfaces causes fractures, but they can also get eaten away by warming ocean waters circulating underneath. Researchers have recently discovered that's starting to happen in Antarctica. Aaron Pettit from the University of Alaska Fairbanks says it may be a leading cause of melting on Thwaites.
This one we think is being affected more by what's happening on the underside. So the heat that's being brought in from the ocean, from the circumpolar deep water, how that's melting the underside of the ice shelf is the other way to destabilize.
Pettit's research team will study melting from both above and below the glacier. They'll deploy unmanned subs, including the now famous Bodie McBoatface, to measure temperatures under the glacier. And they're even attaching sensors to seals. Yes, seals.
I'm quite excited about the seals because they then will dive up and down and around, and they go all over the place. And they basically can provide this spatial and temporal picture of what the ocean properties are.
The effort will cost more than $25 million, not including logistics costs, and will involve scientists from 7 different countries. Some will fly to the glacier from British and American research bases. Once there, they'll set up camp for weeks at a time, directly on the ice. Icebreakers will take others to the glacier's face. Chris Schumann is a University of Maryland professor who works at NASA but isn't involved with this project. He says the research should give scientists insight into how a large swath of Antarctica will react to a warming climate.
Thwaites is the 800-pound gorilla just because of how big and wide and deep into West Antarctica this particular outlet glacier goes. So understanding it will greatly improve our ability to understand the response of the entire West Antarctic ice sheet.
If that whole ice sheet collapses, it could raise sea levels by up to 13 feet. The new research represents a massive and expensive investment by both the U.S. and the U.K., and it's a sign of just how important the fate of Thwaites Glacier will be to millions of people living on both countries' coasts. For The World, Carolyn Beeler.